Remember Star Wars, where there was a little Princess Leia hologram, or the holodeck in Star Trek? That hologram technology is kind of here now. I'm in one. And I went and talked to the CEO of a company that has hologram studios that are setting up all over the world.
In Midtown Manhattan, I recently visited this co-working space run by WeWork, which has partnered with hologram company ARHT Media to bring lifelike holograms to as many as 100 WeWork locations around the world. To find out more, I spoke with ARHT's CEO, Larry O'Reilly. He joined me from Toronto.
Greetings from Toronto.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
Thanks for virtually joining us.
Absolutely. I'm there.
What are we doing here? What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening is I'm being captured on a 4K camera. My video image and audio are being compressed and encrypted and sent to New York, where I'm being presented to you in 0.3 seconds or less. And I should be appearing life-size and lifelike, looking 3D, and that's what we call creating presence.
What does this do that I don't get from a FaceTime or a Zoom?
Well, what you don't get, obviously, is the body language, right? All the cues that are nonverbal, of which typically it's more than 50% of communication is nonverbal. And really where you notice a huge difference is we can take people from different parts of the world and bring them on stage together where they can communicate with one another as if they're in the same place, and then that can be streamed anywhere in the world.
So who's going to use this? I mean, I'm at a WeWork space in New York, and you're sitting at your headquarters, but who do you see and how do you see them using it?
Training is a big thing. Education is a big thing.
Today, I'd like to share some results from a project.
We have a college that's in the South Pacific, and their courses are taught from the University of Hawaii using our hologram technology. And our primary client base would be professional service organizations. You're in New York, and you need a portfolio manager from an investment bank in Hong Kong. Well, you beam them in from Hong Kong, it saves 3 days of travel, no carbon footprint, and you might get access to somebody who you wouldn't get otherwise.
Is this augmented reality likely to trickle down into people's homes or people's community centers?
Like all technology, as it evolves, the cost of delivery comes down, and then it gets adopted by a much broader base of people. And when I joined this company 3.5 years ago, our starting price to deliver an event was about $90,000, and we'd send a team of people. And now we can do activations for $15,000 and $20,000 and still be profitable.
What other ways can we create that human connection between people across distances?
There's been major leapfrogs in technology on the camera side. And right now, in order for us to get the proportions right, ideally we need a distance about 15 to 20 feet between the camera and the subject. And that will change. I'm being captured on a green screen, and there's technologies that are out there today where I could be captured outdoors and the background would be removed. There's latency involved with all of that, but like with all technologies, that will evolve.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Larry, for stopping by, I guess.
It's a pleasure to meet you. And thanks for coming to WeWork in New York.